are going to, from 13,000 feet, drop some of the biggest bombs ever made or contemplated on innocent civilians. Now, if you think this is conjecture, I take you back to last Monday night, when a town to the north of Basra, towards the north of Iraq, was the center of high-velocity bombing activity. 17 people in one building were bombed and burned to death. The bombing started last week. They're starting to take out villages and installations in exactly the same way they did in Afghanistan. And if anybody is worried about not supporting the war, if anybody still has any doubt, I ask you to think back to Afghanistan. Because at the beginning, the war and bombing of innocent civilians in Afghanistan was said to be a war for democracy, a war to re-establish a democratic government in Kabul, the capital city of Afghanistan. It is estimated that 5 million people in Afghanistan were forced into hunger and starvation. There is a famine. It is also estimated that some 30,000 civilians were killed in the bombing. 30,000 people is a lot of people. And at the end of it, Afghanistan is now ruled by what they call warlords, running parts of the country under their control at the point of a barrel of a gun. There is no democracy. There is less social infrastructure than there was before the war began, and I can promise you that that is exactly what will be the case in Iraq if this bombing starts. Then, if you are still in any doubt, because history proves the point, I want to know why the United Nations 1441 has to be complied with to its letter by Saddam Hussein, but a whole series of United Nations resolutions can be broken with impunity by Israel.
Hey.
At the same time that America and Britain were bombing the shit out of innocent civilians in Iraq last week, Israel was making excursions into the West Bank and Gaza again and shooting innocent people in their own homes with submachine guns. This is about justice. This is about democracy. Everybody on this demonstration is upholding the future of democracy and the right of all humanity to a just and fair and equal society. And it is George Bush and Tony Blair who are breaking every essence of democracy, who are blowing apart any movement for peace, and who are waging war on the innocent for their own ruling class interests of oil and power. And we will not stand with them, and we will not support our leaders, and we will keep protesting until the war stops for good and these leaders are consigned and pushed into the dustbin of history.
Hey.
We will not support Blair's war aims. One last thing. Today is not enough. Well done to the Devonport High School students, but it's not. But it is not enough. What will stop Blair and Bush? What will stop Blair and Bush is the active participation and protest of millions of people. There is a demonstration in Exeter next Saturday, and we want it to be the biggest protest demonstration ever in the southwest of England. We know it can happen because we had the biggest protest ever in London 3 weeks ago. If We can stop the war, you know, but if they start the bombing, the big bombing campaign, then we want everybody out. On the day of the bombing campaign, when you see it, it will happen at night. The next morning, be ready. We will be gathering at the Plymouth Sundial at 12 midday onwards. And then we will be gathering for a major protest action from 5 o'clock at Charles Cross roundabout. On the Saturday following the start of bombing, we will all show the biggest show of strength ever in London. And there are coach tickets available now. There will be coaches from Brettonside at 7 a.m. We will make 3 Saturdays ago look like small potatoes compared with the protest action that we're going to bring to the door of this government at Westminster. So thank you everyone for coming. We are not going to be kowtowed either by this government or by threats and intimidation from the police or elsewhere. We will defend the right to protest. We will state that the war is illegitimate and we will win. Thank you. Let's get it together.